Immersive art is becoming more common in cities like New York City and Los Angeles. It fully involves participants through all senses and stirs emotion. Belinda Kai spoke to two local artists who created an innovative experience that both scares and entertains on a deeper level.
People seek out haunted houses and scary movies for the adrenaline rush. But what if there's an experience that goes beyond that? That taps into your psyche and your most instinctive human fears. Alone, an existential haunting is that kind of experience. Co-creator Lawrence Lewis walks us through Alone.
Well, Alone is basically it's a artistic and immersive exploration of fear, loneliness, and self-preservation. And it's a site-specific immersive theater event where you go in by yourself, one at a time. And it's the structure of a haunted house, but we don't really use any of the Halloween things like fake blood or monsters or chainsaws or anything like that.
It begins with guests entering a dark and secluded alleyway just moments away from Skid Row. The alleyway leads to a sweatshop-turned art gallery where the event takes place. Junis Zari is a self-proclaimed adrenaline junkie who thrives on experiences like this. He is about to enter.
I heard some crazy things. I expect that I will be scared and that some weird stuff will happen, and you know, you're in a dark room by yourself and some old man or some kids crying and you have to help them, and then you just get pulled and your head gets covered and all that kind of stuff that just keeps your adrenaline at the highest level.
Before participants go in, they sign a waiver giving actors the freedom to touch and physically engage them.
But you know you're safe. You have that safe word at the end of the day. These are actors and performers. But it's only the first 5 minutes that I'm always very tempted to use that safe word. And then once I push through that first couple of minutes, I'm fine.
When asked if he is still scared, Zadi says,
a little nervous.
While guests may be nervous or afraid, co-creator Devin Paulson says that Alone is not just about fear.
It's experience-based, and we explore a whole range of emotions, and people going through tend to have a great time on top of being scared at times, on top of having, like, laughter is a common thing, and uncomfortableness, being unnerved is good, all of those things.
I met Zadi on the other side of Alone. Guests end up in a speakeasy located within the gallery. He had a drink in his hand to decompress from what just happened. Zadi's face is covered in paint.
Painter's face was some stinky creature in one of the rooms we crawled into that started taking stuff from its face and putting it on our face. It was a little gross and it smelled like a real stinky smell.
The creators intend to expand Alone into a year-round project, as well as work on other immersive art and theater concepts that push the envelope and provide an introspective form of entertainment. Belinda Kai, Annenberg Radio News.